And we are back. The morning show. Mountain Home Radio. What day is it?
Hump Day.
It is Hump Day. Wednesday. All downhill into the weekend from here. Hopefully, we're not going to get too wet and slide into the weekend, and we'll be able to get some cars on track on Friday night. I'm still keeping my fingers crossed. I've been watching the forecast all through the break, and I'm not really optimistic.
Well, so. I think it's going to be good for me on Friday. We'll play some baseball, and
you'll play some baseball. You'll buy some plants. You'll have a generally good time, so it'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll have fun.
You'll have fun over there in Yeovil.
Whether
all,
you do or
all
not,
all day. You'll have fun all day over
you mean
there.
In Harrison?
Well, you'll be in Yeovil to start things off, and then you head to Harrison for the tournament.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
yes, tournament
yeah.
play. In the studio with me, you heard me just there before the break. CEO Gasecki, Tommy Hagen, and it's always fun to have these two in the studio. If anybody had any idea how much fun we have behind the scenes also, they might not let us get together once a month.
You're right. This is fun. This is an entertaining morning. I woke up, barely got out of bed at 6 o'clock, but now I'm wide awake, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and you two guys are funny. But again, Robert's going to have a big day because he's going to buy plants Friday, and he's going to turn around and buy plants at our plant sale Saturday.
Yes.
So he's going to be busted, but he's going to have a lot. He's going to have a beautiful yard. So anyway.
Exactly. Well, so I need to ask because the plant sale is coming up on Saturday. What time does it officially start?
Well, the official start is 9 a.m.
That's what I was afraid you were going to say.
But it's almost like a Lamaze start. We don't let anyone in the building.
Okay.
Until 9 o'clock, but the people start lining up about 8 o'clock.
Right.
So if you want to get your hand, it's first come, first serve. You never know what you're going to find in there,
yep.
And there's some gems to be sure. This year, though, they've rearranged the rooms, and they're going into the bigger part of the education room.
Okay.
So there'll be a lot more room for people to move around.
All right.
They won't be running into each other.
You said that Le Mans-style start. You know, if you start them off at the far end of the fairgrounds, it'll be survival of the fittest.
I tell you what happens. They line up. There'll be a line, two or 300
you
feet, maybe longer than that.
You were saying lines up starting at 7 or 7:30?
They get there about 8-ish, 8. They really do, and I'm out there taking photographs of them and trying to laugh with them and have fun with them because they're going to stand there. There's nothing we can do. There's no way. I hope it doesn't rain for them. But when they get in there, this is truly, truly, guys, if you find something you like, pick it up. Don't wait because this sale, they pick it up and it's like a bunch of vultures. It is gone within a half hour to 45 minutes. 90% of our plants are gone.
Wow, that's
so
just
it's
amazing.
Want to be there early. You want to be there. And we'll have holding places. We have all kinds of, we make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, this is not, you don't go shopping and look around. You better pick out if you like it, you better get it.
Grab it while you're going.
Well, we're going to have a staging area, so if you pick up a handful of plants and you have no room to carry anything, you can go to the staging area. They'll sign you a number, put your plants on hold for you in a place where nobody else can grab them. They're behind tables, so they're officially sold.
Right.
If you change your mind, don't worry about it, but I don't think that'll happen, and we really haven't run into that being a problem. There's going to be wagons there, and there'll be people there to help you cart your purchases out to your vehicle. So, don't worry about any of that. Just come and spend your money and have a good time.
Robert, you know that it's serious for a plant sale when they supply their own wagons for you to haul.
Well, and you're right, and I'm just sitting here thinking, is this going to be like basketball or Christmas shopping when the little ladies at Walmart with the buggies? Because is there going to be a foul if I throw an elbow?
No fouls, but again, aggressive shopping is the name of the day. Aggressive shopping. But it's fun.
Because I'm a big
everybody,
boy.
Everybody has fun, and we are experimenting. This will be our first time with our new revised location. We're kind of changing things around, and I think personally it's going to be a lot better because before it was fantastic, but it was snug as a bug.
Yes.
Now it's going to be a little more spread out for everybody, and I think there'll be more room for people to look around. So, but CEO is right. We've come up with some great plants. All of the master gardeners bring plants.
Right.
There'll be everything you can imagine will be there, and including bulbs.
There'll be bulbs, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think last year we had a great supply of what you might call resurrection lilies or naked ladies are sometimes called.
Awesome.
All right, those are the come up in the spring with foliage and then come July, August. In between, they die to the ground and then you just get a spoke up and all of a sudden you got a lily there.
Yep.
Pink lily. It's very pretty, but lots of different plants. There'll be perennials. There'll be some vegetables, maybe some herbs. There'll be some grasses, anything you could think of. I think the only thing we never had donated was water plants, to be honest with you. All right. Personally, I've donated about a half a dozen pink muley grass. That's the grass you see around the shed,
All right.
That down in, about September, gets a nice pink blossom, so to speak. Looks
right.
like a little
beautiful.
Pink haze. Beautiful plant. You get the sun behind that in a picture, and it's just outstanding. Some woodland phlox I'm donating, some raspberry wine Monarda, a little bit of Mums. So, like I say, first come, first serve.
And,
all
that's
right?
And that's just from you.
I've got about 40 buckets of plants going.
40
and,
buckets
well,
of plants?
Well, 40 pots of plants, let's put it that
wow.
way. About
okay.
40 pots that we're donating. And I can't admit to having dug them myself because of my surgery. Two
right.
gals from the club came over right. last week, and I showed them what to dig, and they dug.
Fantastic.
Well,
so,
that's okay.
That's fine.
Right, Seal's so. A good manager. Seal's the toughest lady on two legs, by the way.
I can point real well.
She's a great supervisor.
She's a great man. She's management. She's management.
I saw her at the show. That we just did.
But you know, it's funny because you talk about plants. I'll bring some hostas, and it's funny. I bring them before the deer eat them up.
But anyway. That's exactly the question I was going to ask. Are you taking them to save them from the deer?
That's exactly what it is. But it's fun. The master gardeners are giving people, and that's one of the really fun things about master gardeners is that people do enjoy sharing their gifts mm-hmm. with others, and it's just fun. It's fun. You'll have a good time. I promise.
It promises to be all kinds of fun over there. Get there early because it's going to sell out rather rapidly. The reason I was asking is I'm supposed to be on the golf course for a tournament at 9 o'clock, and I was thinking about maybe stopping by there a little early if they were open at 8 o'clock start or something like that. I might have been able to make it for a few plants, but they'll be long gone by the time we're done golfing.
We love you, but we can't let you in early.
Well, anyone in early. Last year we were not only sold out but cleaned up yep. by 10:30.
Wow.
And we had 800 some odd plants there last year. I think the official count was 814.
An hour and a half and you were sold out.
Sold out and cleaned up. Now we take cash and check. We do okay. not take credit card. We're all not right. set up for that. So we apologize there. Every plant comes with a tag that tells you everything you need to know about it. Its name, many times its Latin name, the place it should be planted, its pros and cons, its size.
Right.
If they tell you that it's invasive, make sure you deadhead it, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So we don't sell anything that's terribly invasive, but there's some things that are happier than others
exactly,
in the environment.
Yes.
The woodland phlox I spoke yep. of, it's in bloom right now, and it is beautiful, mm-hmm. and I have a whole bed full of it, and every year I donate a dozen plants. If I don't deadhead it in the next couple days, I'm going to have a whole another bed full of them.
So you have 2 dozen plants
absolutely.
Yeah. next year.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But I would not live without it. It is just beautiful this
yes.
time of year. It blooms about 3 weeks, and it just puts on a good show.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, mm-hmm. so you got a little bit of that over there, all kinds of great stuff. And Tommy, you said you got some hostas. You got anything other good stuff over there?
I think that's kind of what I'm going to give, and I actually buy at this sale also if there's anything left.
He does.
And surprise lilies are my favorite
yep.
that you talk about. I love these little guys. You don't even know you have them in your garden, and all of a sudden this little stem pops up, and then you got this beautiful flower.
Yep.
It's the quickest. I still haven't figured out. I need to time that how long that takes, but it's not long at all. And it surprises. It's a true.
Yep.
And you hear all the names, Naked Ladies, Surprise Lilies, whatever. They're all the same thing. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple girls in the club that they're sweet to me and bring me some of those things. So anyway, it works out good. So anyway.
My daughter had a few of those, surprised us all last year, and this spring we went to go to mow the grass, and my wife said, no, you cannot mow that.
Amen. Don't mow that.
Yeah, so we're letting it letting the plant die out right now, and then we'll have that nice naked lady pop up here. Usually around the end of August, I think, is when they start to pop up, isn't it?
It is, but one of the things you just said reminded me of something. This is off the subject, but do not... You had your beautiful daffodils bloom. They've all bloomed. But don't go out and cut those. Don't cut the plant down. Let it stay because it's nourishing itself for next year.
Right.
And that's hard to do because they're not real beautiful
yes.
right now. But if you you're not going to have anything. So let it go.
You need to keep them up about 6 weeks from the time they stop blooming. So
okay.
Right now in my yard, I'd say another 3-4 weeks before. And I've got some growing out in the grass. And
right.
I just mow around them, make a little it's going to be what it is. And I will actually probably move them out of the lawn this year. Okay. But yes, they do look messy. And if you get tired of that, just plant something like a iris or something in front of them.
Right.
So that you hide it until you have the opportunity to let that die down.
Yeah. And like you said, about 6 weeks on those before you can run them over with the lawnmower or whatever it is you're going to do to it. I know my wife, every year she as soon as they stop blooming, she wants to dig them up and transplant them. I'm like, no, wait a little bit longer.
You got to wait
a little bit of time. And I'd always heard 4 to 6 weeks, so that's right.
Well, 4 to 6 weeks to cut them down. The best time to dig them up and transplant them is actually the fall. You can do it here in spring after the 6 weeks, but the best time is actually to put a little marker in the the ground, come back in the fall and dig them up in the fall.
Well, they have their own little perfect little patch in our front yard, so they've got a little place just for them. So we need to take a quick little break. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio. We're simulcast live on all three Mountain Home Radio stations and brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional. We are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio.
We work in it.
It is Wednesday morning. We're having too much fun behind the scenes. Tommy Hagen, Seal Gasecki, Master Gardeners extraordinaire from Baxter County, in the studio with me this morning. Always great to have you two in the studio. And you guys had a tiny little event last month. had one or two people show up to it. And Robert got to attend.
Yes, he did. We're happy to have him join us.
It's a good thing he didn't pass away anytime shortly after that. It would have taken a team of morticians a week to wipe the smile off his face.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I really enjoyed that show. He came
in here bragging. I mean, he was almost he was almost like that 10-year-old schoolgirl that is just giddy about something. Maybe he was smiling. He was laughing. He was giggling. He had a grand time. You guys had a little get together. You had a couple of great speakers and your biggest event of the year.
It was our biggest event ever. Fantastic. 25 years.
25 years, fantastic.
It was phenomenal.
We sold over 300 tickets. We had about 280 people actually show up. Okay. All right. And so we had a little room, which was too bad because we had shut down ticket sales, all right? We didn't realize we'd have that many people not show up. But everyone seemed to have a great time. It was a great event.
Fantastic.
Robert, we were talking before the show. Who was your favorite speaker?
What was her...
Lessa Morrison?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think Lessa Morrison spoke. When she spoke, she gave the details for us here that was important for me, and that was what I was looking for. Douglas Talamay spoke, and I got a lot from what he said, too, but it was more about when she spoke about what we have available here and what grows best here in this area, in this region, that touched me the most.
Well, the theme of the event was absolutely for native plants and the reason that you want to have native plants. And Lessa was very good to give us voluminous lists of plants that are good for the area that are on our website, BaxterCountyMG.com. Okay. If you go in there under Gardening Tips and then click on Bringing Nature to Your Garden, you will find those lists. And it was good to hear Dr. Talamay talk, though if I say Dr. Talamay and he heard me, he'd be hollering at me because he likes to be called by his first name.
Yeah.
All right, but he told us one interesting fact that in the country today there is more acreage in residential plots than there is in public parkland.
Not at all surprised by that.
All right, now I was surprised by that, for whatever reason, but it just shows you that we can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And he said it from his perspective, he would like us to see as much as 70% of the plants we have in our yards be native or something that is pollinator friendly. And that's a good thing to, we've talked before about the pollinators and the bees and how much fewer there are and all that kind of thing. And it is good to make wise choices on plants. One plant that has come up for a lot of discussion in recent years, the Bradford or Callery pear. Okay?
Yeah.
You want to? We found something out in Fayetteville.
It was really interesting. There was a big article about this, that the city of Fayetteville is asking people to replace those things, and they will actually pay for a replacement tree. Now, you have to have your Bradford pear cut down, but if you do and you certify you've done that, the city of Fayetteville will give you money to buy a new tree to replace it.
Really?
Because they recognize the invasiveness of it. They also recognize it's a real weak tree, and I can testify that I had one lying on top of my Suburban one day. So they will break in half.
Yeah.
And but again, I thought for a city to take the initiative to do something like that was fantastic.
Yep.
And we have not presented that to the city of Mountain Home yet, but that's probably an idea that we're toying with, because again, I know they look pretty for a short period of time, but if you read anything about them, or if you get around an area that has them, they just spread like wildfire. They're everywhere. And
You'll see them at Hackler School, all right, in the field just west of there. Now, you can't see them right now because they're done blooming, but if you look at spring at the right time of year, you'll see how many have taken root there just because of nature, all right? And it's a tree that, when it was first developed, was thought to be sterile. It changed and was no longer sterile.
Right.
It's a tree that is real brittle. If you get a good strong wind, it's going to crack, and it has absolutely no value to nature except that you could build a bird could build a nest in it.
And I'll say this: the city of on the southwest side of Springfield, when they had that huge ice storm up there, they learned their lesson because they had a neighborhood where there was two Bradford pears in the front yard of each house.
Oh my goodness!
And after that ice storm. You know, I think there was about 40 or 50 houses back there. After that ice storm, I think there was two Bradford pears left.
That made it. That makes sense.
And they were damaged.
Yeah.
And we've all made the mistake. I've had Bradford pears when I lived up north, and I lost them. I mean, we've all made the mistakes. But when you're making plant choices going forward, take a look and look on the internet like we've talked about. When you're in that store, get that phone in your hand, take a look and see.
Yep.
Is this something that's going to attract pollinators? All
right.
If you're in a place that you need deer resistance, well, then that's something to think about as well, okay? But we all can't have hostas.
Well, I was going to say,
I can't.
Only one of us in here feeds the entire deer population.
Deer probably, that'd be Tom Reagan.
No, I do. I feed them, but and I keep buying them, so it keeps the businesses going. Yep. I look at it that way. I like them, I buy them. But by the same token, we have to make better choices about what we're planting.
Right.
And that was the theme of the day, and it seemed to be very well received. I have to thank everyone in the community that supported us for this. We've got support from the business community and then from people that attended. We have never had such a big event. We've never had such a big speaker in town, and it turned out to be quite a success.
Fantastic.
It was fun, and we actually changed the venue around how we set it up, and I think it was fantastically good. I loved it, and we had the big room, the gymnasium, just surrounded by all kinds of things you could purchase or you could learn about. And then in the middle, you had chairs and tables where you could sit down and visit with your friends and then eat when we had our eating time. So it was really set up to get to know people. And if you're ever around a bunch of gardeners, there's never a dull moment because people want to share. They love to talk about what they're doing. And it doesn't matter if you knew the guy when you walked in there. And I say guy, there's mostly girls, but it doesn't matter. You'll strike up a conversation and you'll learn about her. And she may be from Monticello, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. She may be from Jonesboro. She may be from Little Rock. It doesn't matter. But they asked the people to identify themselves from a few of the towns, and we had a bunch. We had a whole group from Missouri come down here.
Fantastic.
So it was fun. It was cool. It was the people that put it on did a fantastic job, and Seal gets a lot of that credit because they've already had a meeting for next year. That tells you how big this deal is. So not something that just happens, guys and gals, and we want you to put it on your calendar. I'm not sure we have a date for next year, but we'll let you know plenty in advance. So anyway, it's fine.
I've got to ask, your biggest concern was you weren't sure where you were going to be because you always tried to set up there towards the back of the room closer to the food table.
He was all over.
Well, I'm the unofficial photographer, so I was all over. But the bad news was probably good news. I didn't eat quite as much food because I wasn't sitting there looking at it all during the whole meeting.
Well, we had food left over this year. So.
Oh, wow. It was cool.
Sorry about that. I tried.
We had it set up, and you could graze as long as you wanted to graze. There was no plate limit, no anything. Yeah, just graze. And,
No trip limit.
But it was fun. And then we had one of our members made this beautiful swing, and we raffled it off. The bad news, Tommy didn't win it either. But anyway, it was a beautiful swing. I did win a couple of really neat books. We not recycle, but people that have read books, they'll donate them and give them back.
Right.
I won a couple about herbs, and that's exactly what I wanted to win them about because that's what I'm trying to learn about.
Okay.
And so I've got plenty of reading time on herbs going on right now. I love them.
Bad news is with the weather, the next couple of days, you might have a little bit of reading time.
Well, I can do that. I've got things to read now.
I'm going
to
have your garden time.
And I want to thank my co-chairs, Marcia Taylor and Jane Druff, because it was the three of us that were chairman of the event, not just myself. And certainly we all pulled our own to make this come off, as well as all of my committee people. I mean, I'm not going to list their names because sure as I will forget one. But everyone participated. Every member of Master Gardeners participated in some way, and we need to thank everybody for their effort, because without everyone's effort, it wouldn't have come off as smoothly for sure.
It's great to hear we had such a successful event.
And the layout of the room, Tommy spoke on it just for a little bit, and that cedar swing was awesome, but there was some layouts too that gave you a clue as far as how to build your bed. with different features.
Okay.
So cool. Yeah. It was really awesome. And how deep you should plant your plants, and that was everything. It was really educational.
We had a great little exhibit on a keyhole garden there. Jason and Susan Chamberlain made a small mock-up of one that you can make a self-composting garden for vegetables herbs that is about 3 cinder blocks high, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for people that don't want to bend or can't bend,
right,
it's a good way to do it. And it's for one person or two people. It's more than enough gardening space. Because it's all self-composting and so centralized, you can overpopulate your plants and still get good yields.
Very slick. Do you have the information for that on the website?
It is on the website under Do-It-Yourself Projects.
Fantastic.
Take a look under there and you'll get all the directions for it.
We'll talk more about that here in just a minute. Right now, we need to talk to the folks that pay the bills. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, simulcast live across all three of our Mountain Home Radio stations, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center. You're listening this morning on KCMC, Mountain Country 94.3, KRZP 92.7, and KJMT Mountain Talk 97.1. We'll be back with more to close things out right after this. And we are back to the morning show, Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center right here in Mountain Home. They were one of the country's top 20 rural community hospitals for 2018. They've been one of America's 50 best hospitals for cardiac surgery the last 5 years running. Stop on by BaxterRegional.org to find out all about the comprehensive services they can provide you and your family. Today, you're going to find them over there at the health fair going on at the fairgrounds right now. Blood tests, I believe, today. I hope you fasted overnight for those. The Teddy Bear Clinic is what I'm looking forward to tonight. For those out there that maybe have a child that has a wounded stuffed animal, this clinic is just for you. They're doing something very special this evening, and I wanted to spend just a moment talking about it really quickly. A lot of times kids are scared to go to the doctor because they see the big scary needle, and there's a lot of things in a doctor's office for a child to be afraid of. This clinic is set up to help them get past that. So if they've got a wounded stuffed animal, it doesn't have to be a teddy bear. They prefer a teddy bear. Bring them on by there. They're going to set the kid up in scrubs. They're going to do a quick little operation to get that teddy bear repaired with one of the local doctor's help. And they're going to send that whole and healthy teddy bear back to a very loving home. So stop on by. Check that out this afternoon if you can.
And I bet while you're over there today at the health fair, you can check out the new app that they've got as well.
Check out the new app.
That, you know, playing with Master Gardeners here, if you've got an injury that you occur that occurs in the yard, you can probably use that app and get seen by a doctor quicker.
Baxter Regional Care Urgent Care app, all kinds of great stuff available. Stop on by, download it, check it out. I've got just about 5 minutes left here for my two great guests in the studio, Seal and Tommy, and I know there's a couple things we haven't gotten to. You guys already have had your first monthly meeting after your big get-together for 25 years, right?
Yes, we did. And we do not have a public meeting in May, but our next meeting is June 13th. We haven't announced the speaker for that yet, but if you can check on our website, there's a little tab under public events that says join us at our meeting. As soon as we have him, we'll get it posted.
Fantastic.
No meeting in July, so June is kind of an island.
So you're taking a couple of months off.
Well, May, what we do for our meeting is Master Gardeners exchange plants between themselves.
Oh.
So we don't generally buy too much unless it's the end of the show for the plant
sale. I'm thinking that probably doesn't happen in just like an hour or so. I'm betting that's an all-weekend event, isn't it?
No, it's about 22 minutes.
The swapping happens real fast.
I'm guessing that's like the Easter egg hunt over here.
Yeah,
it's over quick.
She had a time on that. I was trying to make it sound like it was a big, great event, and I knew better, but I was not expecting 22 minutes.
We get together, and everybody puts their plants out, and we kind of segregate them by type of plants, and you see everybody kind of going looking at before we start the swap, and positioning themselves nearest the plant that they want to grab first, all right, because it is a Lamaze start. If you bring a plant, you're in the first group that gets to pick.
Okay.
And before we let you run away for that 22 minutes, we make everyone that brought a plant stand up and talk about what they brought. So we learned something before we, so to speak, shop. All right?
See, I thought you were going to say you had a shotgun start.
It's about that. But anyway, we have a good time with it. We have a meeting. We always take off in July between the heat and people on vacation and company coming in. It just isn't worthwhile.
Well, there's a lot of stuff, and like you said, the heat in the summertime, there's not a lot of stuff going on generally in July anyhow, so it all works out. Tommy, you've got a page and a half of notes. Well, what have we forgotten to talk about this
morning?
We
haven't forgotten anything, but I've got to tell the story. I woke up this morning to come down here, and I get up at 6 o'clock. I'm outside walking my dog, and my next-door neighbor lady is outside planting plants at 6:30
That's
in the morning.
That's awesome.
Yes. I was impressed, and you guys don't know this lady, Diana. She's the hardest-working lady in the whole world anyway, but she had looked at the weather the night before and knew the weather was coming in, and she wanted to get these plants in the ground. So that's kind of what gardeners do, guys. We take advantage of just about every situation. I did basically the same thing. I planted a pound and a half of seeds that I had purchased out in a little new little bed that I've made, and I'm just praying that I've been watering, but I'm hoping God helps me out a little bit and waters them in even more. So anyway, if you're a gardener, it's just fun time. It's just you love to get out. You love to be out in the outside. It was kind of funny. I had short pants on, so my legs were white as this paper. I'm sure I scared the neighbors. But anyway, they'll brown up after a while. But it's just fun to be out digging in the dirt.
Good time of the year to be out and about.
And in the end of June, we're going to be part of the Red, White, and Blue Festival on the last Saturday of June.
Fantastic.
We're going to have a tour of all the Master Gardener projects from 10 to 1.
Oh, great.
We'll have people there that can talk about what's there. Our website has a list of all 8 projects. Mm-hmm. So if you want to pick which one, if you can't make them all, by all means, do it. All right. In 3 hours, you could make them all. It depends how much you talk in between. But in any event, we would welcome you to come see what we do in the community. We have projects from the Norfolk Hatchery all the way to Bull Shoals White River State Park and places in between. So look on our website and take a look and see and come join us. We'd love to meet you.
It's become a tradition for us to look at the library and see what new things are going on at the library as we take the grandkids over there now.
That's wonderful. I was there the other day dropping off some books, and I saw a woman walk right up to the garden and start bending over and looking, and I was so proud.
The only thing that I have heard said, and it's not really a bad thing about it, somebody would like to see all the plants that are there listed on a bigger board with bigger print. I know that.
We have an elderly population. Yes, our eyes are quite as good as they used to be. I can relate to that.
Yes, I was trying to dance around that. But they were from out of town, and they'd heard the library was a great resource, and they were just awestruck by the garden out in front of that. And I had a chance to tell them, that's by our local Baxter County Master Gardeners.
Well, thank you for the pat on the back.
They were tremendously impressed, and I said, you think it's impressive now. You need to come back here in a few weeks when it really starts to show out.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to have something like that. You guys have several locations here around town. The one I think I see the most is right up here at the corner of 5 and 62 Business through town right there.
Absolutely.
But you have several locations. Clista Willette, for anybody that knows me, knows that I'll be spending some time out there near the ball fields. So I'll be out there near Clista Willette checking that out shortly too.
The Clista Willette project is all native plants. Not all Arkansas natives, though many of them are. And on our website under the Calista Willette project is a listing of all the plants sorted by color of their bloom. So if you have some area that you're looking for something to put, it's another resource for you to take a look at. And by all means, it's a tenth of a mile walk on a paved blacktop path.
Yep.
So it's certainly handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. And coming up late May, early June, it is going to be at its peak.
Yeah, we get ready for tournament season over there for their local sports. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Believe it or not, that's run us out of time this morning.
Thank you.
Hard to believe we've already burned through the entire hour. I want to thank you two so much for coming in this morning. On behalf of Tommy and Seal and Robert and myself, I want to thank each and every person that has tuned in and listened to us once again here this morning. Hope you learned a little bit of something today. Do want to thank them for showing up here this morning. Thank you guys much for being here. Appreciate you guys.
No problem.
That's going to wrap things up for us here today. I'm going to head on out. Still a lot of stuff to get into here behind the scenes, but I'm going to slide on out of the air chair. I'll sit back down right here tomorrow for more. Have a great day.